From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Lauren Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. Health officials continue to urge those unvaccinated against polio to get immunized after the virus was found in a fourth municipal wastewater system. The State Department said on August 26 that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention detected poliovirus in four Sullivan County samples, two collected in July and two collected in August. The virus was genetically linked to the same virus that infected a person in July in Rockland County, a patient who suffered paralysis. Poliovirus has already been found in Rockland and Orange County wastewater, as well as New York City. In a report earlier this month, the CDC said that poliovirus may have been circulating for up to a year in New York. State Health Commissioner Dr. Mary T. Bassett said in a statement, and I quote, "One New Yorker paralyzed by polio is already too many, and I do not want to see another paralytic case. Every New Yorker, parent, guardian, and pediatrician must do everything possible to ensure they, their children, and their parents are protected against this dangerous, debilitating disease through safe and effective vaccination." End quote. The unvaccinated who live, work, attend school, or visit New York City, as well as Rockland, Orange, and Sullivan counties, are at the highest risk. The state is not testing wastewater in all counties. The focus has been in the areas surrounding Rockland County, where the first case was reported. The DOH said the efforts, however, will continue to expand. Polio is very contagious and presents itself as asymptomatic in most cases. About 25% of those infected will experience mild or flu-like symptoms that many attribute to some other illness. Patients experience paralysis and life-threatening symptoms in about 1% of the cases. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Columbia paper is reporting longtime Hudson City historian Patricia Vallee Fenhoff died at the age of 82 on August 23rd. Born October 2, 1939, in Hudson, she grew up in the Robert Taylor House, the oldest house in Hudson. At the time of her death, Fenhoff has served as Hudson's historian for 35 years. In that role, Fenhoff obtained a number of grants for archival materials to preserve and organize the city's historical documents. She also helped many people from all corners of the state, the county, and abroad trace their genealogical roots to Hudson and shared information on sites and homes of interest. Fenhoff served as a member of the original Historic Preservation Commission, and with friend and fellow member, the late Mary Hollenbeck, she updated an inventory of buildings and homes that resulted in the designation of the city's largest historic district that covers most of the city's south side. Fenhoff also researched various projects, including the restoration of the Amtrak station and the Warren Street sidewalks. She spent several years documenting the burials in Hudson City Cemetery and helped with research to support the redesign of the city seal. She documented many other cemeteries in Columbia County, stone by stone, and transcribed the records for several of the churches in Hudson and other locations. She recorded the births, deaths, and marriages in the city from Hudson's past newspapers. Fenhoff was a longtime member of the Hendrick Hudson chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, where she served as curator of its collection of artifacts and ephemera. Graveside services for Fenhoff will be held on September 2nd in Cedar Park Cemetery. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Amanda Burke is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. The candidates for Berkshire County, Massachusetts District Attorney and Sheriff will not be participating in any debates hosted by the local branch of the NAACP. According to the NAACP, it offered the two potential debate dates to all four candidates, but DA candidate Timothy Shugrue failed to commit by the deadline provided, and incumbent Sheriff Thomas Bowler said he had a personal conflict. Both Shugrue and Bowler are Republicans. Democratic Sheriff candidate Alf Bargalunga and DA candidate Andrea Harrington agreed to appear. Sugru's campaign said they were under the impression that negotiations over the date were ongoing when the NAACP announced the debate was off. The campaign has asked that the NAACP reconsider the cancellation and hold a DA debate. In a statement posted on social media, the local branch of the NAACP said it's the group's function to host debates. NAACP President Dennis Powell said in a statement, and I quote, "While all the candidates have publicly spoken about equity and unfair practices toward marginalized groups, only Barbalunga and Harrington were able to make the dates we offered work. And to us, this speaks volumes," end quote. Powell said the NAACP does not endorse candidates, but its role is to educate voters about the two positions and the four candidates competing for an opportunity to fill them. Powell added that he wanted to release publicly an accounting of how things unfolded from his perspective. Bowler and Sugru point out they participated in NAACP forums this summer. Powell said those forums were aimed at educating voters about the roles of the respected offices rather than an open exchange about policy or political positions. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.